This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Carmen Wong Ulrich. So here at Marketplace Money, we get a lot of questions and we love to answer as many as we possibly can. Hence, the lightning round. This week, we're joined by Ben Johnson from the Marketplace Tech Report. He's here to keep me at light speed. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Carmen.
Talk to me, Ben.
All right. Well, you got 5 minutes to answer a bunch of questions. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Go. Matthew from Yonkers, New York. He's lost in Yonkers. He has this question. What steps should I take to avoid identity theft?
Don't carry your Social Security card or give your number to anyone. That's a number one thing, folks don't understand. Absolutely do that. I would say instead of signing up for all these services and paying people to do what you can do, head into your banking account and your credit card accounts online once a week at a minimum, if not every other day or so, and just make sure that things are going right. If you see something funny, make a phone call.
That's good, because you don't, you see, it's like, you know, when you take the trash out.
Exactly.
Once a week, just do it.
Just do it, and also this, don't use your debit card to buy things online, please, because that's your cash money. A credit card, by law, protects you. Got it?
Very interesting. Okay, I got another one. Marion from Cincinnati, Ohio. This is another investing question. My husband and I are in our early 60s. We're 100% in stocks. We want to put money in bonds and in the bond market, but we hear bonds are a bad place to be.
Listen, Ben, any investment at a point in time can be a bad place to be. But in your 60s, to have everything in the stock market, much, much too risky. I would never recommend anybody do that.
Danger, Will Robinson.
Danger, danger. I can remember how many folks reached out when the market crashed, the beginning of recession. Folks in retirement in their 60s had everything in the market. You don't have time to recover that money. Not that you need it all at once, but you should not be more than 50% in the stock market. And you need to be diversified. You don't want to put all that money into the bond market. You want to have some in stocks, some in bonds, some in money markets. You want to make sure that you spread your risk around. And I would say to Marion, sit down with an hourly planner to go over this, okay?
Okay.
Find one at fpanet.org, CFP. .com, and make sure that you get somebody that can work with you and put things where they're safer.
Diversify. All right. Jill from Flagstaff, Arizona. She asks, what happens to the debt of a person that dies without a will? So if a blood relative of mine dies, who is responsible for the debt they've accumulated, such as a line of credit or a mortgage? I hope she's not planning on killing someone.
Jill. Ben. No. But Jill, oh, this is one of my favorite questions of all time, because it's a question that folks don't ask until it happens to them.
Yes, until it's too late.
For example, a parent passes away and they start, the adult children start getting calls from collection agencies. You are not responsible for your parents' debt.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
You are not responsible for a blood relative's debt at all. Whatever debts they have and they pass with get taken out of their estate. So let's say you were planning on getting $100,000 from their estate, but they have 20 grand in outstanding debt. The 20 comes out of the 100, you get the 80. Now you may say, hey, that's my money, but that's where it goes. You are not liable for their debt.
This is great news.
Know that.
All right.
I don't know. You're a little too happy about that one. Be careful. I'm calling your mama.
I got another one from Arizona, Mary from Tucson. She wants to know, what are the current tax laws regarding capital gains for a home sale? Explain this. Help us out.
Mary, listen, you can make a sweet $250,000 tax-free on the gains on a primary residence per person if you're single, right? Quarter mil, not bad.
You're not bad.
If you own it as a couple, you're up to $500,000 tax-free. This is due to the Taxpayer Relief Act of 2007. Know this, though. You've got to be careful. This is a primary residence only.
Aha.
Okay.
I can't sell my my Boca condo.
Hey, listen, if you got a condo in Boca, I got a bridge to sell you.
All right, I got one more. We got a few seconds left. Christian from Duluth, he says, Carmen, love the show. He decided at the end of this year, New Year's resolution, to contribute more to his 401k or his retirement fund. His employer 401k is already maxed out. Should he look for another option or investment vehicle?
Absolutely, Christian. Vehicle, vroom, vroom, head over to a Roth IRA. If
you
fit under the income requirements, or get a traditional, head over to IRS.gov to see what's right for you.
All right, Carmen, well done. Time is up. You have answered 5 questions. Nicely done, my friend.
Why, thank you. And I answered some of yours as well. Thank you, Ben, for joining us.
I'm not going to worry about my parents' debt anymore.
There you go.
Bye,
now you
Carmen.
Can find answers to these questions at MarketplaceMoney.org. Click on Lightning Round and submit your own questions. Visit the website and look for Ask Carmen. Thanks, Ben.
Thanks, Carmen.